Bob's World. Bob's World. Soccer. NFL. Bob's World. Bob's World.
All right, it's time for Bob's World. Here is Bob.
All right, thank you, Corby. Thank you very much. So here's what we want to do. Last week we talked about that Mavs-Spurs documentary on Amazon called Game 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
I watched another episode, the Gretzky's Oilers against the Philadelphia Flyers Game 7 from the 87 Cup Finals. Excellent episode. It's a great series. You should watch it. Anyway, they had an episode about the Spurs-Mavs 06 series. We talked about it, and in there, the little butterfly in my brain reminded me that Dan and I were at Game 5 in San Antonio, and we broadcasted from a Susquehanna or Cumulus station in San Antonio. And as we were doing the show, I think the day after Game 5, the cubicle area in our old station had a computer right underneath a speaker. And Rick Barry was preparing for his show in our bullpen. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, I remembered that, but our man Monty went and found the audio of Rick Barry and Bad Radio in May of 2006. Is that something you might be interested in?
Yeah. So you weren't aware that he was able to listen to what you guys were saying, right?
Well, we never... Why would we even know? No.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But then in the break, whether it was Gribble or Rick Arnett or somebody said, hey, Rick Barry's just heard what you guys said about Brent Barry.
His son.
And he's mad.
Oh, no. Because Dan hated Brent Barry.
Dan could not stand Brent Barry or really any white player in the NBA, as I recall, except Dirk.
Yeah.
So here's how that segment started, right, Deej?
It just so happens in the cubicle area, working on a computer to prepare for his show that I believe starts probably at 2 o'clock or so, it's Basketball Hall of Famer Rick Barry.
Their dad. Is in our station right now.
And he's working
just
on
just sitting there listening.
He's working on a computer directly underneath a speaker of our show.
It's an echo.
As harsh commentary about his children.
So if you were sitting there, and you're just listening to the radio, and you heard, coming up next, why I hate Madeline Sturm.
Right.
And then the radio commentator goes on to list reasons why Maddie drives them nuts.
Right.
And he can't stand your daughter, who you love.
Now, what'd you guys say? We can't hear you. Oh, okay. So joining us right now in studio is a guy we've had on the show several times to talk hoops. He is Basketball Hall of Famer, and as it needs no pointing out, father of Brent and John Barry, Rick Barry. Hi, Rick.
How you doing?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I'm just trying to figure out why, after you have one of the most incredible games, just an amazing game and everything, that one of you has to figure out that you're watching my son do things on the court that's driving you nuts and you don't like white ball players. Don't you have anything better to talk about?
It's 3 hours.
Well,
man.
We didn't lead with that or anything.
I mean, this is like hour two. We got all sorts of things to talk about.
I know. But
in fact,
would you talk about something so inane as that? And that you're sitting there. I feel sorry for whoever it was that was there watching my son doing these things and letting that annoy him when you got to watch one of the really most exciting games of the season for your team.
And that's me. And that's just one of the many points out of the game that I brought up and certainly didn't lead with it.
Well, no, that's okay. But I'm just saying. I just don't understand why you would even want to discuss something of that nature, because you had so many things to talk about. It was such an incredible thing. I mean,
I agree.
What's the problem? God, I'm glad you weren't around when I was playing.
Well, what's ironic, though, is that yesterday we spent a good portion of our show focusing on you.
I'm telling the truth and telling the truth about the fact that you guys got lucky and took advantage of the fact that the officials screwed the Spurs in two games. And everybody thinks because my son plays on the team, that's why I'm doing it. It's not that. I've been on a tirade.
Of course not.
It's absolutely not the case. I've been on a tirade about the officials since the first round of the playoffs, when their incompetence cost the Wizards a chance to move on And now the Cavaliers are on the verge of knocking off the Pistons, possibly. And right. they shouldn't even have made it through the first round because they won three games because they didn't call traveling violations on LeBron James.
Well, and you know as a player that one call here or there sometimes alters the outcome of the game if you say, okay, well, he missed a free throw in the second period. Therefore, they lost by 1 point. There's the game.
No, that's not apples. Let's compare apples to apples, not apples to oranges.
Well, I know, but here. we heard your comments yesterday. Yeah, you basically made the statement that the Mavs in games 3 and 4 really
got the benefit of the doubt from the officials. Well, no question. And it changed the game.
I believe in your comments, the refs pretty much handed them the game.
Well, basically they did. I mean, they gave them calls that absolutely had no reason to be called.
So
I mean,
Jason Terry's shots and the ability for them to make plays and get stops, that had nothing to do with it. It was the refs handing it to them.
No, that wasn't the case because obviously you didn't listen to everything I said, and you, like so many other people tend to do, is pick out the things. You sound like a newspaper reporter now who only takes out the things that make their story sound good. I gave Dallas all the credit in the world because Dallas has an outstanding team. I love Avery Johnson. I love the job that he's done. He's finally gotten the team to play defense, which they hadn't done for years, and as a result of it, they're on the verge of possibly going to the NBA and to the finals of the conference and maybe to the NBA finals and maybe winning a title. And if they won it, I'd have no problem with it. It has nothing to do with my son. It has to do with the incompetence of the officials. And why you people won't accept that is beyond my comprehension.
Jeez.
How do you think this is going so far?
You people.
Not well.
Yeah, so I don't remember the details, but it appears a dad of one of the players thinks the refs have been screwing the Spurs.
It almost sounds like it's written from a high school transcript about a dad that gets mad that his son's team was cheated by the refs and he can't let it go. And but extrapolate that into a professional game in which there's a million different things going on. And you can pick out one caller here on either side, like, wow, that was, I can't believe they called that on Jason Terry or whatever. But like you said, in the throes of a basketball game, the amount of things that have to happen, and he was just saying the refs just handed it to him.
Right. I think he's talking about games 3 and 4 in Dallas. It's all running together. I can't. Deej, cut number two, shall we?
Why people can't accept the fact that a person who has somebody directly involved in it can't be objective. That's ridiculous. I am objective. I'm talking as a basketball person, not as a father.
Well, yeah, and yet, people from the particular cities, I guess, assume if you do a talk show in Dallas, then you must be waving the Mavericks pom-poms. I'm just simply saying there have been controversial calls in every series I've ever watched in the NBA, and I accept it, and I accept it if there's a controversial call,
if it's one call. Maybe this was ridiculous. There were too many of them.
What I am saying, though, is that usually you accept that officiating or umpiring or in any sport.
You can accept it because you never played the game on this level.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you something.
You put
your heart, body, and soul into playing an entire NBA season. Put your body through what you put it through and then give everything you've got to get to the point where you're in the playoffs and you're playing in a crucial game in the playoffs and the officials, because of their incompetence, take away that victory from you.
Well, no, they don't. The fact that you can't hit a free throw in the final minute, the fact that you can't
they're all factors in it, but the bottom line is that if the officials did their job, if the officials did, and hey, I also made the statement, and again, another one that you guys overlooked, that despite all of that happening, the Spurs still should have won the game if Bruce Bowen screens Nowitzki off the boards, which he didn't do.
Right.
Credit to Dirk for working hard to do that.
And we heard you say that.
Exactly. But you don't want to bring that up. So you're only bringing up the point about the fact that I'm talking about the fact that my son plays there, and I'm saying that the Spurs, they got screwed, flat out screwed, but they still should have won the basketball game.
So it's going pretty well with Hall of Famer Rick Barry, who, by the way, is 80 today, or not today, but presently. And I don't think any in the radio game any longer, but this was 2006.
What was he doing? What was his job?
Had a radio show.
I think, where was it, syndicated?
No, I'm almost positive in the Bay Area. I believe that's where he always did radio, and maybe he came to see his son. I don't know.
Yeah, he's probably bouncing back and forth.
I'm pretty sure he was with our KNBR folks out there in the Bay Area at the time, if I'm not mistaken. We have one more cut? Okay, so this is our exciting conclusion, Deej. Did you enjoy listening to this today?
My drive in today was fantastic listening to this. Bob, nervous talking, fast talking sometimes.
I might have been nervous.
It was pretty good.
Okay, it's Bad Radio versus Rick Barry 2006. Cut three.
This is the great Rick Barry with us. I've never had a chance to sit and
This is good. This is good here because Dan is Googling his name as we go and found a great thing to present to Rick, and it triggered Rick pretty well.
Oh, no.
You know, I've never had a chance to sit and listen to your radio show, but I think I'd love it. Just talking to you for a few minutes here, I'm reading your bio. It just says, occasionally his fiery competitiveness would grate on rivals and teammates, too. Mike Dunleavy, a teammate and friend of the tempestuous Barry.
Why do we have to read something like this about and bring up the past again? Why even
bring because
that up?
It seems to really fit right now, too. Huh? It's Mike Dunleavy said, quote, you could send him to the UN and he would start World War III.
Well, so what? The thing about it is, I'm entitled to my opinion. You're entitled
of course
to your,
you
you're entitled
yes,
to your
and,
opinion.
And
that's
I'm
what makes sports
it.
Talk radio really great.
I love Rick Barry on our show.
But the thing about that's only because
and I'm not a big fan of Brent.
It's fun to listen to. Well, you don't have to be. I'm not a big fan of the way he's playing either, and I'm his father, so you know.
Well, no, not the way he's playing, and I don't know, and we've even discussed this before, and I know that you you personally don't think we should discuss this.
No, it's not that you can discuss it, but I just don't understand why you would waste time discussing someone who has nothing really. He's not a major factor in the team. He might be if he hit some threes and did something or went to the basket, but he wasn't even a factor in the game. I mean, I just don't understand why you would do it when you have so many other
good
players.
He's a factor to me. He's a factor to my viewing pleasure.
You know what else we've wasted time on in these 3 hours? We've wasted time wondering why the Spurs have dude cheerleaders. That's just our kind of show, I guess.
Also, why does the Spurs have a coyote mascot? It doesn't make sense, Rick.
It doesn't make sense. Hey, I don't know, and I don't. Those kind of things don't even bother me. I found interesting because I have a lot of respect for Mark Cuban, and I would love to have had an owner like Mark Cuban when I played. But the thing about it, I noticed that in his blog, he didn't write anything about the officials in those two games.
Yeah, well, that's the way this thing works.
Unbelievable,
doesn't it?
It's all a matter of whose ox is being gored.
It's a matter of perspective, isn't it? It's a matter of perspective, yeah.
So. All right, Rick, well, we're not here to take up the rest of your day. We know you got some radio
to do. I got to get ready to do my show now.
All right, enjoy your stay in Dallas.
No, I had a good time. And listen, and I'm telling you, I really think that the Mavs are doing great. The Spurs will be very, very lucky if they find a way to be able to win the next game and go back and win a seventh game. If they pull that one off, then I think it's a miracle.
But in your heart of hearts,
well, I'd love to see them
either
win,
the Spurs win the series or the refs screwed them. Let's be honest.
All right, come on, don't
I believe that they had two games taken away from them by the officials at the end of the game, and if the Mavericks wind up winning, congratulations to them. Good luck. They got a break and they took advantage of it. And hey, that's all you
friends.
Can do in life.
I apologize about Bob.
You don't have to apologize
and
about
I also
anything.
Apologize
and you can talk
that...
about my son all you want. I just was kind of flabbergasted that you would waste the time to talk
all right.
about him.
Well, we waste so much time on this show, you wouldn't believe it.
You'd be amazed.
I do want to apologize also for the slow internet connection we have in the bullpen area, the crappy chairs you probably have to sit on, the dirty
smell.
Desks, the smell in
hey,
our
listen,
station.
Listen, with all the things happening, what's just taking place, let's all be happy that we still have our jobs.
The lack of head. Oh, yeah.
Good point.
Tell me about it. High five, Rick.
Take all right, care, Rick. Guys. Take it easy.
See ya.
That's
so
Rick
there
Barry.
It was.
Basketball Hall of Famer.
That was Basketball Hall of Famer Rick Barry, Dan in Southlake. And yours truly.
He's just sitting there minding his own business. And all
I mean,
of a sudden...
you guys did effectively back him down a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, he came in guns blazing.
Like pro wrestling, just charging in with
a
chair.
And then by the end, he was like, yeah, well, it's good times, you know.
I'm not even a fan of my son right now.
Wait, my son sucks. Why are we even talking about my son?
Boy. He didn't like that Mike Dunleavy quote.
No.
For some reason.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know what that was. But anyway, there you go.
All right. Good stuff.